Today is March 13th, which is a special day for me because it's my birthday. And not just any birthday. It's my 49th birthday. And in terms of spirituality and numbers, as you know, 7 is a very, very special number. It's the number of wholeness and completeness. So I'm not just 7. I'm 7 times 7. I'm beginning then today a whole new cycle in my life. And I pray that these old bones of mine will be renewed this day and this year, and that I will be continually helped to let go of any ways I have of being in thinking, feeling, and acting that are life-denying instead of life-affirming. There's a very old story, and it's told in many different forms in many different religious traditions. And the story is of a man who leaves his home and family to embark on a spiritual quest. He wants to become detached from this world and to seek God. So he begins his journey, and after a long time, he discovers a monastery way high up on a mountainside. And at this monastery, he finds a sense of peace and a depth of being. He's given permission to stay at this monastery for some time and to live and study and work with the monks there. He's only been there a couple of months when one of the monks becomes ill and dies. The day after this monk dies, the spiritual seeker, new to the community, is walking in the garden. And he becomes very startled and deeply troubled when he sees something in the garden that he had not seen before. He sees the leader of this monastery sitting on a stone bench with his head low, and he is clearly weeping. The spiritual seeker blurts out in his consternation, "You are a holy man. Why are you crying?" The spiritual seeker clearly feels betrayed by the emotions of this man he had come to venerate. The holy man lifts up his head and looks at the spiritual seeker with tears streaming down his face. And he says, "I am crying because one of our monks has died, and I am sad." The story goes that it is in that moment that particular spiritual seeker becomes enlightened, which means he wakes up. We read today in our second scripture reading the shortest verse in the Bible, John 11:35. It's just two words. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Now tell me, why do we weep? Let's hear, what are some of the reasons that cause us to weep? Joy, because we aren't free. Loneliness, loss, recognition, happiness. With emotions spilling forth. Mm-hmm. Excuse me? Selfishness, recognizing our selfishness. Mm-hmm. We weep because of the emotions that we feel, for the reasons that you mentioned and many others. The spiritual life is not about being devoid of emotions. We feel emotions as we are traveling the journey of life. As we are seeking to live life more fully and deeply, with greater meaning and purpose and understanding, we engage with life. And that inevitably brings forth the whole range from happiness and joy to the deepest sorrow. Emanuel Swedenborg says that our religion is how we engage in life, in daily life. It's not about withdrawal and detachment. It's about getting our hands dirty. It's about waking up to all that's going on inside of us and outside of us. In fact, Swedenborg warns of people who think that they're supposed to be grim and downcast now, in a sense devoid of emotion, here, in order to experience heavenly joy after they leave this earth. Swedenborg says that it's here on earth where we need to learn how to receive joy. Jesus speaks about the kingdom of heaven being within us and among us. We need to be able to receive heaven within us. God doesn't send us to heaven. We allow heaven to come into us. And just as Jesus said, unless you accept the kingdom of heaven like a child, you will never enter into it. Not because there's some height requirement in heaven and we need to become little again, but because we need to be open to emotions that are present in our lives as children are. Not to get bogged down in them, but to allow them to flow through us like infants do. The spiritual life is about not denying our sorrow and grief and joy and happiness, but by elevating it. Many of you are engaged in a Lenten practice. The purpose of that Lenten practice is to move out of our habitual mode of being
and to elevate ourselves, not leaving behind anything at all, but seeing it in a broader, grander design. To face whatever it is that we're facing inside ourselves and in this world. We enter into third year of war in Iraq, for example. To face all that is going on, not close our eyes to it, but be with it with God's love and understanding with us, so that we are not overwhelmed or defeated by the enormity of what is before us. When we become discouraged, when we find our life bones dry and brittle, we experience ourselves retreating into destructive and life-alienating habits and modes of being. When we step back and disengage from our life, God weeps. God weeps. And if we can know that God weeps for us, perhaps then we can also hear God calling us by name, calling us out of the darkness, out of the repression, out of the depression that enslaves us. Our Lord called Lazarus by name. Lazarus, come out! And our Lord calls each one of us by name. Say, come out! Come out into the world, into the sunlight. Leave the tombs of disengagement and death. Come out. Come out and dance. The Lord says to each one of us, may I have this dance. Amen.